Pacific Beat.
You may remember our story from last week, which involved hundreds of people drinking stolen methanol in the Papua New Guinea highlands. A wave of serious illness followed, and up to now, 16 people are known to have died, while many more were left temporarily or in some cases permanently blind. Caroline Tiraman has been speaking to the chief executive at Kainanto Rural Hospital, Dr. Enanmama Suzuki, who says they have treated more than 240 patients so far.
The 36 that we have now, we have more than 240 intoxicators present from methanol poisoning coming in. That's last week to beginning of this week. So that's more than 240, including children on the age of, say, 12, 13, females and males as well. And deaths have recorded from this drinking has reached approximately 16 deaths. That's also include females as well. So currently our ward is now empty. We have no one been kept in the ward for methanol poisoning. So we may manage to clear our entire hospital with those intoxicated and poisoned people. So currently we have none of the patients in the ward. So there's a story on the ground.
Doctor, what about the people who have lost their sight because of this methanol poisoning? How many were there?
The major problem that we saw from methanol poisoning was blindness. Some came in the complete blindness. The others came in at the blood vision, visual issues. So after giving them antidotes to methanol, which is ethanol, the common alcohol that is found in normal alcohol beverages, we give them, and we've managed to clear the vision for those of them who were having visual issues. But for those who had complete blindness, we couldn't do anything. So we had a lot. I wouldn't give you exactly how much or how many, but the major complaints from a methanol poisoning was blindness, both permanent and not permanent.
Doctor, during the height of the problem last week, you and your staff and the police did some awareness work about the importance of not taking this methanol. How did that go, and did people listen to you?
Yes. When we started seeing people coming on Monday, we had a massive campaign locally on local medias, including Facebook and also ABC. We also went into the streets, into the villages where the problem was, with the assistance of police, and we made active awareness. So the awareness has reached many parts of Kainantu, Aira, and Yonki, so we literally stop people from drinking those alcohol that was on the loose.
Chief Executive at Kainanto Rural Hospital in the PNG Highlands, it's Dr. Enanmama Suzuki speaking there to Caroline Tiraman.